and he batted around the ward bigger than ever, spilled a bucket of mop water under the nurse's station door, laid a pat of butter on the toe of the least black boy's white suede shoes without the black boy noticing, and smothered giggles all through lunch while it melted to show a color Harding referred to as a most suggestive yellow. Bigger than ever, and each time he brushed close by a student nurse, she gave a yip and rolled her eyes and pitter-patted off down the hall, rubbing her flank. We told him of our plan for his escape, and he told us there was no hurry and reminded us of Billy's date. We can't disappoint Billy Boy, can we, buddies? Not when he's about to cash in his cherry. And it should be a nice little party tonight if we can pull it off. Let's say maybe it's my going-away party. It was the big nurse's weekend to work. She didn't want to miss his return. And she decided we'd better have us a meeting to get something settled. At the meeting, she tried once more to bring up her suggestion for a more drastic measure, insisting that the doctor consider such action before it is too late to help the patient. But McMurphy was such a whirligig of winks and yawns and belches while she talked, she finally hushed. And when she did, he gave the doctor and all the patients fits by agreeing with everything she said. You know, she might be right, Doc. Look at the good that few measly volts have done me. Maybe if we doubled the charge, I could pick up Channel 8 like Martini. I'm tired of laying in bed hallucinating nothing but Channel 4 with the news and weather. The nurse cleared her throat, trying to regain control of her meeting. I wasn't suggesting that we consider more shock, Mr. McMurphy. Ma'am? I was suggesting that we consider an operation. Very simple, really. And we've had a history of past successes eliminating aggressive tendencies in certain hostile cases. Hostile? Ma'am, I'm friendly as a pup. I haven't licked the tar out of an aide in nearly 2 weeks. There's been no cause to do any cutting now, has there? She held out her smile, begging him to see how sympathetic she was. Randall, there's no cutting involved. Besides, he went on, it wouldn't be any use to lop them off. I got another pair on my nightstand.
Another pair?
One about as big as a baseball, Doc.
Mr. McMurphy.
Her smile broke like glass when she realized she was being made fun of. But the other one's big enough to be considered normal. He went on like this, clear up to the time we were ready for bed. By then there was a festive county fair feeling on the ward as the men whispered of the possibility of having a party if the girl came with drinks. All the guys were trying to catch Billy's eye and grinning and winking at him every time he looked.